This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind here tonight. We've discussed the Liberty Dollar jumping the shark by supporting Donald Trump with a new Trump dollar. And also the confused libertarians who are supporting Donald Trump as well. But also we're getting into a story, Daryl, we will be getting into a story you brought in about a 14-year-old in Connecticut who is now facing child pornography charges himself for having pictures of himself. And we'll get into that. But first, Tim is on the line in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I was actually wondering now, how is the case going against you?
There is no case against me. Let's be clear.
I didn't mean you particularly. Sorry about that. I meant Free Talk Live. I mean, as far as the
there is no case against Free Talk Live.
No case.
There is an investigation that has resulted in Free Talk Live's computer equipment being taken by the federal government, and they are investigating that equipment.
Let me rephrase. Okay. How is the investigation moving along? Are they?
We have no idea. It will likely take several months at the very soonest, maybe as long as a year or more than 1 year before we probably hear anything at all.
Right. I was wondering about that. I was thinking they'll drag their feet on it because, especially since you're, libertarian radio, they'll not want any details whatsoever to be published. So
I would think they would want some details. I mean, they want to destroy what we're doing here. They, they certainly wanted it published that they were here taking our stuff in the first place.
What I mean is any information that they'll put out will be probably disinformation. They'll say lies more than they'll say truth.
I don't know. I'm hoping that we've got some honest FBI agents here and that they will just return the equipment. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but, a year from now or whenever, and then that'll be the end of that. But, of course, if the federal government is going to put so much effort into coming here with a dozen agents, they may very well try to find something to charge some of us with. Whether it has anything to do with child pornography, I think, remains to be seen. I do not expect it to. There you go. But we're at their mercy. Whatever they do, we'll deal with it when we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I suppose.
That's true. We'll burn the bridge after you cross it afterwards anyway. So anyway, sorry. What I was going to say also is, now, did I hear you say that the 14-year-old kid was using a VPN, virtual private network, and they still got into his,
I don't know if we got that far into the case. I think Daryl just mentioned.
We never said VPN. The article mentions nothing about a VPN.
Well, we might have read the live read for ProXPN, and it could have been.
I'm just going to take a guess based on having heard these stories before. Daryl, you can tell me if I'm close or not. Young male takes pictures of himself, sends them to someone, who then sends them to someone, who then sends them to someone, and several someones end up with them, and then someone that goes to the police, and then he ends up with charges.
Very likely. It's kind of difficult to say exactly how the cops found out or how many people saw the pictures or saw the pictures.
Usually somebody gets them and starts spreading them around the school, and then as that occurs, somehow some authority figure ends up with the knowledge that they exist.
Some girl didn't like him, maybe, and decided to...
Or a guy didn't like him.
Both.
Maybe. Or a guy was jealous.
Yeah, that could be. anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, actually, I guess there's nothing. No, I had another question, but I'm kind of in the middle of doing something.
All right. Well, you get back to that.
I'm going to get on. So thanks a lot.
Super easy to get on. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's hard to get on Saturday nights on Free Talk Live because we're usually wall to wall phone calls due to the fact that we have a whole lot more radio affiliates on Saturdays. And so if you're ever worried about getting on during the week, don't worry about it. Just pick up the phone and call in and join the conversation. It's super easy, easier than you would probably think. So, Daryl, where is the story coming from in Connecticut? What's the source?
So the story that I have initially is from Reason, but they link over to a story from the News Times, which is, I believe, the newspaper in Reading, Connecticut.
Okay.
And I'll just read this because it's a very short article, and then I'll jump into the Reason article. A 14-year-old Reading male has been charged with possession of child pornography, obscenity, and harassment after sharing a photo of another Reading student. Reading Police Chief Doug Fuch, I guess is how you pronounce it.
F-U-C?
F-U-C-H-S.
Ah, Fuchs, I believe.
Said that the,
I don't know
the
what
police
it is, but you better be careful with it.
Yeah. The police chief in Reading said that he would not discuss the detail of the photo, but said the charges imply the nature. He also said that the photo was not taken on school grounds. The charges came on March 24th, about 3 months after the investigation started. Police found the teenager in possession of the photos, which the police chief said were shared on the internet. The teen was arrested and released into his parents' custody. Reason expounds that while the article makes it impossible to determine the extent of the nature of the crime, the author says, if I had to hazard a guess, I would say he likely shared an illicit photo of a similarly aged male, perhaps his girlfriend, with one of his friends. That was a mistake. It's wrong to share inappropriate photos of other people without their permission. Youngsters who do so should be reprimanded by parents. If the photos were shared at school, which does not seem to be the case here, the school would be justified in dishing out a reasonable punishment.
It sounds to me like, in the first paragraph, I thought you said it was someone else who was charged with a picture of someone else. Not the boy who took the picture was charged with having his own picture.
Right, and...
Well, it's his picture in that he possessed the picture, but it was likely of another person.
When I saw this article, I forget where it was. I think Facebook, where I saw it, it was implied that the photo was a photo of himself.
Mm.
But the news article from News Times says that it was a photo of someone else.
Yeah, so I guess the question here would be to the audience is do you believe that let's give some ages here. A 15-year-old boy that shares with his friend a picture of a 15-year-old girl that maybe he got that he probably got with her permission.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend, but is sharing it without her permission.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that person should be charged with child pornography?
I do not think that should be the case.
I mean, it's inappropriate behavior. There's no doubt about it. But it seems like you're going... I mean, do you want this kid to be a sex offender for the rest of his life?
And there are some states, Mark, that are adopting laws that they call revenge porn laws, that if you share a photo of someone without their permission and it's of a sexual or explicit nature, then you get charged with a completely different offense. And you could wind up going to jail or possibly prison for sharing a photo of someone that the person did not want released.
Well, one of the main concerns I have here is the sex offender status that somebody might have. So that is the sort of thing that follows somebody for the rest of their life and is easily misinterpreted as to what this person's like, right?
Right.
So a 15-year-old that shares a picture of a 15-year-old certainly doesn't deserve that. Now, if you're going to make him go to the fire station and clean the fire trucks for 20 hours or something like that, okay, I got you. I can live with this. But the problem is the if you're talking about charging them with an adult as an adult, I don't find that acceptable. If you charge them as a juvenile, then the record should be sealed. So I can kind of get on board with it and that kind of thing. But then you have to ask yourself, well, there's 18-year-olds in high school. What if an 18-year-old has a 16-year-old girlfriend or 17-year-old girlfriend and takes a picture of that and then shows that around? That's still child porn. Do you want that person to have a sex crime charge? And I don't think so.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to share your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a sort of related story out of the UK. Apparently, some people with drones are using them to what they describe as perv on British women. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Get your online shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Very, very simple to do. Shop.freetalklive.com takes you to multiple Amazon links. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You go into the right Amazon for you, you get the same great Amazon experience that you're used to, with the free Super Saver shipping, the Amazon Prime, and the huge selection, all the reviews. It's the same old Amazon, but Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire to start things out here. Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, back in the day when we Orthodox libertarian extremists were known as the abolitionists, we tried reasoning with people for years and years, finally got the compromise of 1820, and after trying to reason with people, 30 years later, finally got the compromise of 1850, and that's not good enough. See, now, when the people that we're talking to are not up to speed, they need to be left behind. You know, like the train of freedom, the song goes, look out because it's coming right on through. Well, if they're not up to speed, if they miss it, it's going to take off without them. We're just, you know, they can catch up later. The thing is, yesterday I called up the governor's office of Georgia, Nathan Deal's office. I talked to one of his aides about the his plan to veto House Bill 757, which would, see, the bill would have respected people's rights not to serve homosexuals, like you know, a wedding photographer that wants to serve real weddings and not at same-sex ceremonies.
That's pretty insulting, like that, Tom, to suggest that two people of the same sex would not have a real wedding. That's pretty insulting.
But anyway, what I was talking to one of his aides.
By the way, I'd just like to clarify. I do think that people should be able to refuse whichever business they want. I'm just, you know, I find your viewpoint on your let's call it homophobia to be pretty despicable.
It's a form of bigotry.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at, though, is issue here. How come they're going to forbid that kind of so-called discrimination? And meanwhile, forcing businesses to participate in the real hate crime, which is the drinking age, forcing them not to serve people who are younger than 21. And the aide just could not understand how that was a hate crime, you know, to impose the drinking age on people. Well, just because they don't understand doesn't mean we wait until they're good and ready to understand. Because look at back in the 1810s when we relied on waiting for them to be good and ready to understand. What do you mean that it violates their rights? Slaves don't have rights. Yeah, yes, they do have rights. Okay,
I'd ask you this, Tom.
Don't understand. What?
Prior to the Civil War, was violence successful in stopping slavery? Because, I mean, there's this guy, John Brown, who, you know, used violence, and he wasn't very successful in his uprising. And from what I can tell, all the uprisings were unsuccessful up to that point. Now, when the South seceded and people wanted to keep the Union together, there were probably as many people who wanted to keep the Union together as there were abolitionists that fought on the side of the North. But if you had just had abolitionists fighting against the South, likely you would have had a entirely different result. So
I don't think you would have had if it was just the abolitionists, there would not have been a fight.
What do you mean?
Well,
it was the people that wanted to keep the Union together that started the war.
By what? Sending supplies to their fort in the bay and Fort Sumter?
And then sending in thousands upon thousands upon thousands of troops to slaughter people that were trying to leave. So basically in the what's called the American Civil War, which was not a civil war by any stretch of the definition, but what it proved was that the United States federal government is an abusive spouse that says, if I can't have you, no one will, and I'll kill you to prevent you from leaving.
Well, certainly there was some of that, but I mean the folks, the militia from South Carolina, didn't need to fire on Fort Sumter.
Well,
I mean, that was a violent act too.
It's arguable whether or not it was the Southerners that actually fired the first shot.
Well,
yeah, some people would say there's definitely some argument on both sides
right.
of that, and some say there's a false flag.
The best reaction in that circumstance would be to do newspaper stories about, look, this fort is firing on us, and it's the violence that didn't work, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it was violence that worked because the slave drivers were the ones that were committing all this violence, and it's violence against people younger than 21 when gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests seize them and handcuff them and force them into
that much is true. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Tom's calls go to show that libertarianism isn't enough, in my opinion. It's a good starting point to say that you support non-aggression, but I also think that we need to have a higher standard for our friends and our cohorts within the libertarian movement. And Tom is a bigot towards people of a homosexual persuasion, and I think that's sad because it could make libertarians look bigoted if people think that Tom is some sort of arbiter of what libertarianism is, and he's not.
Well,
but unfortunately,
think that an individual is the arbiter of what the ideas of liberty are, then those people need education.
No doubt.
Tom has the same opinion on these issues that we do. We just come at it from different angles. He believes that people should have the right to do business with whom they wish. I think
that's the opinion he shares. I do not share his opinion that that a gay marriage is not a marriage. I do not share his opinion that gay people are gross or whatever.
Tobacco smokers also, along with gay people, should somehow be expelled from society. He's called in with that before.
Yeah, so I do not share his opinions. I just want to make sure that that is clear. I think that in order to have a good society, you have to be tolerant of other people. You have to allow people to be free and not go on some sort of ridiculous crusade against them.
And I think that there are a lot of people that don't like the current government, and they think, oh, well, I don't like this government, and libertarians don't like this government, so therefore I'm a libertarian, even though they don't understand the ideas of liberty at all. So there are a lot of people that, you know, might use the term libertarian that aren't libertarian just because they think not liking this government equals libertarian.
I wouldn't say, though, that Tom is someone who doesn't necessarily understand the ideas of liberty. My point is you can understand the ideas of liberty and still be an a-hole. And
yes.
that's not okay. Like,
right.
We need
and
to have a higher standard.
I wasn't specifying Tom per se. I'm just saying that there are some people that will claim to be libertarians that don't understand libertarian ideology. They just think they're libertarians because they don't like the current government.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, libertarians don't like the government, so therefore I must be a libertarian.
Jeff's in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about – can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. It was just a little loud there in the beginning. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make a comment about the quote-unquote Battle of Fort Sumter.
I want you to make that comment, but stand by so you'll have time to do so. More with Jeff and on the beginnings of the supposed Civil War. We will get into that here, and he can share his thoughts. You can share yours. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. Are perverts using drones in Great Britain to spy on women? That is what the Daily Star.
I suspect the answer to that is yes.
Claiming. We'll get into that here, but we've gotten back into.
I think that the question is, are perverts using drones in blank to spy on women is true everywhere that you enter something into that blank.
Probably true.
Neptune.
We'll find more.
But are there perverts on Neptune? I guess the answer. I guess you're right. The answer is no. Anywhere on Earth.
We'll find out more about that here in moments. You can also bring up anything you want. And we got into a discussion about the Civil War a little bit ago, and that's what Jeff wanted to comment on. So we're going back to Jeff in South Carolina. Wanted to make sure you had time to get your thoughts out. You're listening online via TuneIn. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, I appreciate that. Yes, I just wanted to make one point. And, you know, with the case of the quote-unquote Battle of Fort Sumter, as with most wars, they're completely unnecessary. And I use quotes around the Battle of Fort Sumter because no one died. And a lot of people forget that. No one died in the battle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it was the fort is on an island. It's a fixed position. The cannons, you know, at the battery, had they wanted to kill anybody, they could have easily killed someone. It was, you know, effectively a scare tactic to say, hey, get off the island. But as with, you know, any spark of violence or any show of violence, those that want to go to war will use any spark of violence to then use it as a justification to go to war. And that's exactly what happened. There were numerous forts in South Carolina and across the Southeast that were handed over from the federal government to the people or the militia or to the new governments or what have you peacefully. I know in Augusta, Georgia, there was an arsenal there and the militia showed up and they said, you know, this is now the property of Georgia And they said, okay, we don't want to fight, and they left it. And that happened for many forts. So, you know, the guy, I forget the guy's name who was the, person in charge of Fort Sumter at the time, but he wanted to make a name for himself. And he
Robert
did.
Anderson.
Yeah, the only person that died there was some guy that, you know, happened to not use his rifle properly and during a salute shot himself or shot a fellow soldier during a salute. That was the only person that died at Fort Sumter.
Well, thanks for that that update or that information. Yeah, I did not know no one died at Fort Sumter.
Yeah, it's an incredibly powerful point that those that are in power that want to go to war, they will use whatever justification they can to go to war.
Which is the argument that the whole thing was bunk in the first place.
Well, I think it's obvious the United States federal government was looking for an excuse.
Yes.
But my argument would be to people that are, you know, that have the United States federal government looking for an excuse to use violence against them is give them as few excuses as possible.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you that I think that one of the difficulties about the American Civil War, not that I'm rooting for the South or anything like that, but I do think that a state should be able to secede from the Union if that's what they wish. I wish they wouldn't do it over the right to own a human, but you know, which is largely what that was about.
There was also taxation.
There was some taxation, and there was some unfair distribution of taxation. Four states, however, mentioned slavery specifically in their secession documents.
Right.
That if it was today, that, you know, a whole bunch of cameras around would really make a big difference than, you know, having
really?
Newspapers. I do, yeah.
Because I see a lot of horrible things caught on camera, and it doesn't really make any difference.
It gets
people upset, but the governments are still doing what they're doing. The government agents are still doing the horrible things that they're doing.
Well, it's got to build. I mean, people's frustration has to build to a certain point.
True.
And having that information out there is more possible today than it ever was.
True. Also, if you had a video, if you were in Charleston and you had video of Fort Sumter firing on Charleston, I'm not even sure they could. I don't think the guns might have been mounted in the other direction for all I know. That if you had them firing on the city, then you'd be just like, look, they're shooting at us and we're doing nothing. Why are they shooting at us? I mean, that's pretty powerful when men and women up north are seeing their relatives and friends and neighbors being fired upon for no particularly good reason.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight, man.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And regarding secession, it's interesting to point out that the northern states, the New England states, threatened to secede in the 1830s.
Yeah, that's important to point
over
out.
A tariff thing. And nobody,
slavery.
Right, but primarily about tariffs. They're like, you know, there's too many tariffs or not enough or something, and they threatened to secede, and then, you know, there was some sort of compromise that, you know, settled that, and they're okay, we'll stay. But nobody really gets up in arms and says, you know, like, the northern states didn't have a right to secede.
That's true. But most people don't even know that it occurred, though. I mean, that's one of the difficulties there. Okay, so I've seen many of these videos where somebody goes out on the streets and starts asking people about, you know, U.S. history, that kind of thing. There, I don't know if it was Mark Dice or whoever it was that does these, but was asking who fought in the American Civil War. And they couldn't even name who it was and why. Now, obviously, they cut out the people who say, well, it occurred from 1861 to 1864. The first battle was, you know, at Fort Sumter, then, you know, culminating in Gettysburg and turning around, you know, whatever they were saying. You know, the smart guy or gal that they run across that's able to rattle off some stuff, they don't put them on. They're not as interesting as the dumb
people. I've actually seen some of his videos to where they will have a couple of people that give the right answer. There was one where he went out with one of these phony petitions that the petition actually said, I'm an idiot. But he was telling people he was collecting petitions for, you know, just like weird random things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never the same thing that he said to two different people. And just all these people signing. And then there's one guy that looks at it and he stops and he's, I'm not going to sign this.
He left that one in.
Why not? Don't you want, you know, like, everybody to have a puppy? And he was like, but that's not what this says. This says I'm an idiot. I'm not going to sign this piece of paper that says I'm an idiot.
Oh, that's good.
And he says, I'm leaving this in because you're the only person all day that's actually read the piece of paper.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, so toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Drones, subject of some controversy, of course, in the United States. They want you to register your drone, if you have one, with the federal government.
If it's big enough.
If it's over 0.55 pounds.
Which includes a lot of drones.
Right.
I saw a guy surfing on a drone today on video.
What?
Yes. Riding a... big
thing?
Like a big hexagon of drones.
Wow.
The tiny awesome. Little drone that Josh Noon had at Liberty Forum was 0.54, so he intentionally built one just smaller than what the regulations say you have to register. And he had a little camera on it.
So cops, according to the Daily Star in the UK, have admitted that drones are falling into the hands of creepy sex pests. Bent on filming candid videos of women without them ever knowing. Shocking new statistics show drones being used illegally has gone up 10 times over 3 years as the popularity of the devices boom. The fresh revelation comes just weeks after a Daily Star online investigation found drones are being used to obtain illicit videos, including intimate moments between couples. The voyeur clips are being shared on porn websites. The new figures have emerged after a Freedom of Information Act request found drones are being used to peer into people's private lives, including female victims complaining of flying drones near windows, which appear to be trying to film them. But what is most startling is how quickly the drones have been turned from novelty gadgets into a tool used by seedy sex pests.
I don't want to be... advocating for creeps, but I do wonder to myself if you're, sunbathing on the beach.
Yep.
And, you know, you got your bathing suit pulled all up in your crotch and you've got your top off. And I mean, you're kind of there to some extent, right? It's the beach. I get that it's a nice place to sunbathe, but one of the reasons you go to the beach is so that other people see you sunbathe. You can sunbathe on your roof or
That's
a variety true. Of places, your backyard with a privacy fence.
But the drone is going to be able to get over your privacy fence in the backyard.
That much is true. Right. I think that on flying over somebody's backyard is entirely different than, you know, somebody flying a drone on the beach and then stopping and looking at the attractive women.
But should it be illegal to fly over someone's backyard with a drone?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think it's property rights violation.
Toll free number. No, I don't think you own a column up into the sky indefinitely. 855-450.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. If you dial right now, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Mark says that due to creepy factor, drones should not be allowed to fly above people's private property.
No, I said because of property rights.
Oh, but you believe the property rights extend how far into the air?
Far enough that drones wouldn't be able to focus in.
So if the drone is, let's say I'm living next door to you, and you have a privacy fence on your backyard, and I fly my drone up above my yard,
yes,
but it can see into your yard, does that violate your privacy?
I would,
or does that violate your property rights, rather, I should say?
I would think that that would be pretty upsetting to people, right?
But like, do you have a right to the photons that are reflecting off of the things in their
I would say
backyard?
In that circumstance, no. If you if it's obvious that you know, some your neighbor's putting a camera up on a pole to see me sunbathing.
Or your wife.
Okay, fine. See my wife
that,
sunbathing.
You know, the more likely of the possibilities.
It does. It seems like a heterosexual male would be more interested in my wife and therefore and more motivated.
So would most females.
Yeah, there you go. And the, but I would say that you agree with me to some extent that that a column of air above your house does belong to you. So let me ask
how
you this.
Much of it?
Let me ask you this, Ian. If I was to take my drone and peer in your windows with my drone, I'm not touching the ground. As a matter of fact, I have drones made into a platform that I am now riding while looking into your window. And I am not touching anything. I'm not touching your house. I'm not touching your house. I'm not touching your house.
I think you
and
could
I'm
argue
looking in the window at your girlfriend.
I think
is that okay?
I think you can argue that your property rights do extend to the level that you have homesteaded, if you will. Meaning that if your house is, you know, three stories tall, you have property rights up to above just above three stories. If you have an antenna that goes up on top of the third story, then your property rights extend up to the top of the antenna.
But
I think you
don't
can make
really,
that argument.
If I was to build, so I'm right next door to you on a lot, and I am a heck of an engineer. So I build my house up above your house, higher, and then I begin to build over your house. And I cover all of your property with this new weird structure that somehow, you know, is buttressed and all that kind of thing.
I think these are things.
There have actually been skyscrapers that have been built around people's homes because they refuse to sell.
Right. Yeah, but in some municipalities, some areas, there have been skyscrapers that cannot build above because those people own up into space. So I think it depends on the municipality, right. Depends on the jurisdiction.
And I think this would depend on what the market decided, however that would happen through community standards or arbitration cases or whatever as to what the standards are. Like how high above your structure do you have ownership claim to? I think that's an important question, and I don't know if there's a real firm answer to it.
But what I will tell you is that satellites are whipping around above us all the time.
Mostly they're in a fixed position, but it is possible for satellites to move.
But there are the governments have very powerful cameras, satellites that they can look in on. Now I don't know how powerful, but I've heard that they can see the dirt underneath your fingernails. I don't know what I believe and what I don't believe. It doesn't particularly matter to me. I know that cloud cover can be an issue, but I can tell you the drone technology will get better and better. The cameras will get smaller.
So at some point,
somebody's going to be able to take a drone and fly it over your property quite high, take a picture of your 17-year-old daughter out there, nude sunbathing while you're away or whatever, and then whammo-bammo, you get yourself all kinds of upset.
Okay, so point of clarification, Ian doesn't have a 17-year-old daughter. You're thinking of his girlfriend.
When I say he's 18.
I'm joking, but secondarily, if you go to Google Maps and you use the satellite imaging, you can see car, like you can zoom in and like notice, oh yes, that's a car, not just
it's pretty
there's
detailed.
Some kind of weird sort of blob there.
And that's what Google's giving us. We don't know.
Right.
I mean, we don't know what the government has access to.
Right.
So I want to hear you weigh in on this one before we go to your phone calls, and we're going to do that. Daryl, I mean, what do you think about property rights in the sky above your property?
I think it's an a-hole move to fly a drone over somebody's property to peep on them.
Okay.
If you're flying it above my property, then, you know, like I realistically should have the right to shoot it down because it's above my property.
Does that mean you have the right to shoot down a passenger aircraft that's flying above your property?
The passenger aircraft isn't taking pictures
of me.
That I'm aware of.
You don't know that that guy running the passenger aircraft isn't a perv who wants to see you naked, and he knows that he can fly a route over your house every day and hopes that he will see you.
Yeah, you have no evidence that Southwest Airlines doesn't have cameras in the nose of their plane taking
pictures. Evidence that they do.
I meant like a prop jet or a prop plane, something small. But yeah,
I've worked for airlines, and I can tell you that there's not cameras hidden on the aircraft.
There weren't at the time you were working for them.
But you would agree you don't have the right to shoot down an aircraft with humans in it just because it's flying or
right
over your...
because then that would be, you know, killing people.
Right.
There's some little thing that nobody is like, you know, something the size of this.
So if you're with Daryl, I think you should be able to shoot a drone that's taken pervy pictures of.
You don't know what it's doing, first of all, but Daryl's just saying you should be able to shoot it down, period, because it's over your property. And so therefore,
I said if it's taking pervy pictures of you and it's over your property.
But you wouldn't know if it's taking pictures, right? And further, it doesn't matter if you have the right to shoot it down because you're naked in your backyard. You have the right to shoot it down because you're playing football in your backyard, okay? But if you shoot it down, does that mean that you owe that person compensation for destroying their property?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Al. He's in Florida listening in Sarasota to WSRQ. Hey, Al. Al in Florida, going once. Al in Florida, going twice. I don't think we have Al there. We're going to put Al back on hold. Maybe we'll check in with him again. Meantime, we go to The Creep, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Minister Perry, I think it's an a-hole move to punk school crossing guards and meter maids. And you hang out with them, so that to me makes you one as well.
I don't hang out with crossing guards and meter maids or anybody that ever punched one.
You hang out with ones that punked them. Losers.
Punked them.
Activists, as you call them. You call them activists. Anyway, Minister Freeman it is. You said something fascinating the other day to your disciple Paul, that it's bad to lie. It's bad for your soul to lie about people. Yet you did it last night. About me, and you did.
What did I say? It was a lie about you.
Anything you say about James is a lie.
It is a lie, and I can prove it.
What did I say?
You're a pathological liar, Mark, teaching about James.
Wait, what did I say? You claim I said some sort of lie about you. What was it?
It's not a claim. It's a fact that I never creep your show after the hours, never send anybody.
That's false, sir. You've called multiple times after hours on this show. Now you are the liar. Thank you for the call tonight. toll-free number
here. He really
here.
Hates the whole evidence that we have of on him from Skype. I mean, I've got cut-and-paste lines of text that I put on things that James Whittakine says
now,
on Facebook, my group.
What I said was that he hasn't done it in a while. It's been quite a while since he's called after hours, but he has absolutely called this show, this studio, after hours. He called one of the back lines that we sometimes give out when if our toll-free lines go dead, we give a different number out, a 603 number, and he has absolutely called that. So anyway, going on here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So back to the drone creeping. Apparently, it's a thing over in the UK, and probably, as you've pointed out anywhere that drones exist. The story from the Daily Star, they have registered 5 complaints in Avon and Somerset about drones in 2013, but from January of 2015 to the beginning of September, that increased to 49. The revelation comes as a dangerous drone driver nearly took out a jet plane along with hundreds of passengers after flying within 10 feet of the airliner near Heathrow. The civil laws are governed by...
This would be really bad for I would think that it could potentially be very bad for a... you know, big old jetliner to suck up one of these good-sized drone, and then, well, that could put all those people in that plane's life in danger. That is completely unacceptable.
Absolutely.
One of the difficulties with that is that, and I understand why the government wants licensure of these things, is because they want to be able to know whose little pieces of drone they have there, and they wouldn't know that otherwise.
Well, you're not going to know whose little pieces of drone because it's going to be destroyed in such a way as the registration number that's printed on the side of it will completely be destroyed.
Rusty in Texas, you get the final thoughts on the drones here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you do have the right to shoot them down, throw over your property. Here in Texas, the state legislator has passed a bill where only law enforcement can have drones and only a few select occupations like realtors, things like that. And I think it's... a way to market it towards legislators, say, well, everyone should have drones, but you should have the right to, take them down if they're on your property. I think that would be a compromise that probably the majority of the electorate would support.
Thanks, Rusty, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.